Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in Romans chapter 4. And last time we saw that the one who does not work but believes is counted righteous with God. Now notice that again, to him that worketh not but believeth, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. And again, this is what distinguishes Christianity from all religions. We do not work, but we believe to be reckoned righteous. We, as believers, have for our starting point what religion has for its goal. Religion has to work up to please its God, but we are already right with our God, and we live from that point. We don't work to try to gain his favor. We work because we already are his children. And now we're in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. David is now brought forth as an example of the prophets bearing witness to God's righteousness. David describes the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputes righteousness, that is, without works. Now, how does he describe it? He says this, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Now that word blessed is happy. Are you happy? Really answer that question. Are you happy? Happiness comes from knowing that your past is forgiven. And not only that, but David continues in verse 8 by saying, happy the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. That is, never at any time in the future. So a happy person is one who knows that his past is forgiven and his present and his future. We stand in grace. Are you a believer in Christ? You stand in grace. David said this, but he did not know this in its fullness as proclaimed here by the Apostle Paul. Now, David, when he says this happiness, it's almost like he really doesn't fully enter into it as we do today. But David was a forgiven man. He knew the joy of being forgiven. Now, this quote of David is found in Psalm 32. Remember, David committed murder and adultery, and he was forgiven. David had sure mercies from God, and he also had a clear conscience. Now, how much more shall we, who have the gospel of grace fully revealed to us, have a clear conscience and have joy and peace? David did not know about a Messiah who was going to die for his sins. He saw some stuff in prophecy, but he didn't have it revealed to him like we have, so we should even be that much more happier. Now, I mentioned that the word blessed is the word happy. Now, this word is also used concerning God in 1 Timothy 1:11. It reads literally there, the gospel of the glory of the happy God. God is totally happy with the accomplishments of his Son. We also see this word used in Titus 3:13, looking for that happy hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. What happiness this is! We who are justified and forgiven of all sins, past, present, and future, are happy. Our God and Father is happy with the work of His Son, and we look forward to that happy hope, a family reunion, one big happy family, our God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and those of us who are in His body. Now, one final note, we are both forgiven and justified. Forgiveness has to do with our sins. If I say I forgive you, it assumes you did something wrong. If I say you are right, that is justified, that means you did nothing wrong. What a place God has put us in. We are forgiven of what we have done, and yet we are also declared right. Some say you can lose your salvation, but you can never lose by being bad what you did not earn by being good. I hope you're in this happy family. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.